Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi, welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, we've got a very, very busy day on the show. I just want to bring up something that I hadn't done in a while that we've done, and I think a lot of you guys are thinking about doing it. So we're going to just talk about going to a used car lot. And I am, you know, of the mindset that we are going to be having higher gas prices, easily hitting the $6+ mark, because I'm already at the high fives in my neighborhood. So for almost $7 a gallon, I need a more fuel-efficient car. Now, I drive a Corvette. It's a used Corvette. Right? I'm done buying new. So we picked up a used Corvette years ago, and I love that puppy. I love it. I mean, yeah, it's not the best gas mileage, you know, but that's okay. At least I have a car that I feel like I look cool in. And it's not about looking cool. I just love to drive. And I've been driving mommy mobiles my whole life, basically. So to not be in a mommy mobile and to be in something pretty cool, I'm a happy, happy girl. So, you know, if I'm happy, hubby's happy, so we're all good there. But the problem we have in my family that a lot of you guys, you know, might, you know, not have had growing up. I didn't have this growing up. Growing up, we had one car. Maybe my dad had a work van also, but, you know, for the most part, it wasn't a multi-car household for a long time. And then when I needed a car, I didn't have one. I moved out. I found a job in walking distance. I would hitch rides, you know, find a boyfriend or so. And it took me a while to finally get my first car, and it was a Chevy Chevette. I think it was like a 1986 or 1985 Chevy Chevette, no air conditioning in it, and I got it for about $1,800, but no financing, you know, because I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. I only want to pay $18. If you finance, it's going to cost me more money. So no, that's all I'm paying. So they figured it out. We did these, you know, payments, and I was able to pay it off. And it was interesting because buying used cars in the 90s or the 2000s, or even before that, is you have the salesman come out, or sales lady. You usually, they're more male-dominated. You know, you have them trying to talk you up on these cars. They're angled in a way where you don't see some dents or scratches. You know, they try to have it all cleaned out and vacuumed out, but you smell smoke and things like that. And they're like, oh, no, that's okay, we'll just wash it out. Or, well, you know, and it was, you just felt like you were just getting, you know, pummeled with BS over and over and over again. Well, now, in my family's household, because I work all the time, our kids have some hand-me-down, like my Jeep Wrangler. I had a Jeep Wrangler for years, and I loved my black Jeep. But then I gave it to my first son so he could use for high school, and then I got another mommy mobile until I could get the Corvette. And then he passed that down to younger brother. And so we kind of have had these cars that were hand-me-downs. But all of them are very high fuel using. No, we don't have the Hummer anymore. We had a Hummer, and we got rid of that. We traded that sucker in, too. But, you know, my boys and my husband, they like trucks. They like utility vehicles, things like that. They guzzle gas. So I tell them, look, we got to get something fuel efficient. We got to, you know, get either an inexpensive Tesla or a hybrid or whatever. But you don't want to buy used. You don't want to buy those used because you can't trust the battery, you know, or alternators or things like that. And it's too expensive cash. So my son, you know, said, look, why don't we just trade in one of the guzzlers for something that's more fuel efficient, like a sedan? And I go, that's fine, as long as I don't have to drive it, because I'm done with mommy mobiles. So we go to CarMax. And CarMax, we've done pretty well, because that's how I got my Corvette. And I understand that no car dealership is going to give you the biggest deal in a lifetime. I'll one time tell you the story that I got where I really got I got a price that I wasn't supposed to get, and they were chasing me down the street as I was driving it away, and I turned around saying, "What's wrong?" And they're like, "We can't sell you the car for that price." They were really chasing me down the street. It was another story for a different time. But you go to CarMax, and nobody hounds you. Nobody jumps on you to go, "Have you been helped? All right, go take a look at inventory and put your name on the list." None of this, you know, feeling like, okay, you can't even get out of your car without somebody up in your face. On the flip side, though, the place was slammed. I mean, we are talking, people are buying like crazy right now. Why? Well, if you could sell your used car, you're going to get a little bit more money nowadays. If you buy a used car, the price is going to be up, not to mention new cars because there's not enough supply. But you could get a really good trade-in value for your used car. So CarMax is kind of one of the, you know, dealerships known for giving you a little bit more bang for your buck for your trade-in. So that's what we did. We brought in the Jeep Wrangler, and I was like, "Oh, boo-hoo, my baby." You know, and they gave us a very good price. Then we were able to find a used car that we wanted. What I want to caution you guys about, though, is some of these used cars have a lot of miles, and they're only a year or two old. All right? You know, and you could always look up if they've been in accidents. You could do that. But you can't necessarily look up if they've been Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. And some of these people have really, really abused their cars, Ubering and Lyfting and all that. I'm not a big new car fan because it depreciates so much, so I'd rather buy used. But a lot of these used cars are now only a few thousand dollars cheaper from a new car. So it starts to make you think. So personally, if you have a gas guzzler, and we're seeing where things are going, and you could get something cheaper to save on gas. I think gas prices are going to be high for a while. Get something safe. If you could really get some good money out of your car, you might get above Blue Book right now because people are really, really shopping for used cars to save money. So I think you're going to have that a really, really good chance to, you know, cash in some good money. But, you know, when you go to a used car place, don't go there thinking, okay, I'm going to haggle. I got this. I was ready, too. And I understood CarMax was no haggle, but I got to, on one of my cars, get more for my trade-in. So I'm like, okay, I got this. And I'm trying to show my son how this works. And I'm like, okay, here we go. This is how you try to get, you know, a cheaper value on your car and all that. And they're like, no, just, you know, do you want the car or not? If not, no big deal. I mean, they really didn't want to deal with it. It was like no haggle. And I don't know how their commission works. I know they get some commission, but it's not like, you know, commission driven based on price. It's like, I think, based on numbers. So for those of you that are kind of stretching and, you know, cracking your knuckles and stretching out your neck and getting all ready to do a really, really good wheel and deal, keep in mind, you might get a good deal on a trade-in, but cars now are expensive as everybody wants to trade in and get something that's more fuel efficient. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I'm writing a book on fantasy football, and one of my chapters is injuries and athletes. And many times we look at medical issues that, you know, the general public has, or injuries that they have, and, you know, they might have to go on disability or they might not be able to work, and they're real career enders. But we look at athletes and we think that, well, if they get an injury, they just have to brush it off and, you know, keep going. And so I'm very, very excited about my next guest, because she is a three-time Olympic gold medalist, three-time world champion, Gail Deaters, and world-renowned track star, and she was able to overcome her Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease and still compete as one of the most world-renowned track stars. Dr. Gary Lely joins her as well, oculoplastic surgeon at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York City. Gail, Dr. Lely, thank you so much for joining us.
Great.
Well, we are so appreciative. All right. So, Ms. Devers, I am so impressed with everything you have done and everything you've accomplished, and you have been very open about your thyroid disease and Graves. Talk to us about that.
I have. Most people know it was 2.5-year journey of me finding those answers of, as an athlete, knowing your body, feeling that something was off from the rapid weight loss, tired all the time, couldn't sleep. But also I had eye symptoms, like the bulging eyes, eye pain. And, getting that diagnosis of the Graves' disease was a godsend, an answer to my prayers. And I won my Olympic gold medal, thought I was getting my life back on track. But I was still having symptoms with my eyes and, even competing. I had blurry vision when I go over hurdles. And I'm like, okay, I just got to figure this out, that this is a rhythm race. Let me just work with it. And, the pain, the redness. Now, we fast forward now 30 years. I'm still having symptoms with my eyes. And not a single doctor ever mentioned that my eye symptoms, like the bulging, the pain, the irritation, were something separate from my Graves' disease. It's related, but it's separate, which means that I have to have a separate doctor to diagnose that and treat me for that. And, I stopped driving at nighttime. You know, you talk about the things that you have to not do and mentally what that does to you. I'm supposed to be camera ready, but yet my eyes are always red. I've got to find drops. When I go out at night, I need glasses on. So that took a mental toll on me. And 30 years later, I'm just now finding out, because I just found out about the thyroid eye disease last year, although I've been living with it for 30 years.
So true. And I'm so glad you brought that up because, people think, okay, well, if we just deal with the Graves' disease and we deal with the hyperactivity of the thyroid, then it all works. But it doesn't. Dr. Lely is an oculoplastic surgeon at Weill Cornell Medicine. Dr. Lely, thank you for you coming on. Talk to us about the related but the separate diagnosis that one has.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me. Graves' disease and thyroid eye disease are both autoimmune diseases, and I like to think of them sort of as like train tracks. They run parallel, but they're separate disease entities. As you mentioned, the Graves' disease causes typically hyperthyroidism, high thyroid levels. The thyroid eye disease is most commonly seen in patients with Graves' disease. Up to half of patients with Graves can develop thyroid eye disease, or shortened, we sometimes call it TED or TED. And that's an autoimmune condition that affects around the eyes, where you get inflammation and swelling of the muscles that move our eyes, that are back behind our eyes, and the fat that's back behind our eyes. And that's what causes the telltale eye symptoms. And Gail mentioned a bunch of them that she suffered from. The bulging of the eyes, the redness, the irritation, the dryness, the blurry vision. One thing Gail, I don't think had suffered from, but about half of patients can suffer from this with thyroid eye disease, is double vision, or diplopia, mm-hmm. as we call it, which happens because the muscles behind those eyes are inflamed. The eyes don't move in unison anymore. And that's really disabling for patients to try to just function, let alone play a sport, as obviously, Gail was world renowned at hers.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the exophthalmos or the bulging doesn't come on gradually. Sometimes it could come on suddenly, correct?
Correct. Yeah, the disease itself is progressive, and it can be quite acute in onset. It can also be sort of slow and insidious. It really wears a bunch of different faces when you think about it. One way sometimes patients notice, like you mentioned, is that the eyes bulge, but they might even not really be aware of it until either somebody points it out to them, or more commonly in today's day and age with pictures and selfies and iPhones and Zooms, mm-hmm. they notice themselves in a picture and they say, wow, I don't look like the person I used to be. And that, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, and mm-hmm. in partnership with Horizon, really why we're here, to talk about the fact that very acute change in the way your face and your eyes look is emotionally disabling for so many of these patients.
It's so true. Yes, May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and the next thing I want to ask you, Gail, was, you didn't quit. You know, many people quit. This is not an easy disease to have, and your symptoms still plagued you. Why didn't you quit? What kept you going?
You know what? My writing. I always write my feelings down just to get them out of my head. I always have so many things in my head. I got to put them on paper. And I will say the most liberating thing that I've done recently, like I said, I just found out last year, and I found that out through research. Let me check these boxes of what's going on with me. And I was able to find a TED specialist in my area, which was an oculoplastic surgeon or a neuro-ophthalmologist. And so to find out that this is related but separate, I had to go back to my pen and paper. And, you know, like I said, I usually write journals. I write my goals down on sticky notes, and I sign them. So I wrote a letter to Ted. You know, they call it thyroid eye disease. I call him Ted. He needs a name. He needs a face. And I explained to him all the havoc that he's wreaked in my life for the last 30 years that I didn't know that he was there. He's unwanted, and he really has to go. And just to be able to put that on paper, to express to him how much he's done to me and taken away from me, where I was embarrassed to talk to the people that I love, to tell them things. You talk about mental, you know, a mental toll on a chronic condition, especially if you don't have a name for it or you think that this is something that you have to do. I tell people, don't take that marathon route. If you have Graves' disease like me, up to 50% of people who have Graves' disease may develop thyroid eye disease. You need to get yourself into appointment with a TED specialist. And then I'm encouraging people to write these letters. You know, go to DearTedLetters.com, write your letter. Mine is there. I went in on TED, as you can hear. And it you let them know that I'm taking back control of my life. You can't have it anymore. Because now I have a name to this, and I know what's going on. It's empowering. I want to read your letter. So submit your Dear Ted letters at DearTedLetters.com. Read mine, and let's form a community of people who understand what we're going through together, and we can make it better.
Oh, I love it. We're speaking to Gail Devers, world-renowned track star, three-time Olympic gold medalist, nine-time world champion, and Dr. Gary Lely, oculoplastic surgeon at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York City. You guys touched upon some fantastic points, and I love the Dear Ted letters. I think putting your, having that focus, having that ability, like that you aren't, you know, completely not in control, I think helps you start to, you know, gain that first step in overcoming. Doctor, in the last minute, what else can you share to our listeners, for our listeners?
Yeah, I think, you know, most important thing is to seek help early. Even if you have Graves' disease or thyroid imbalance, just get a baseline check. There's no harm in it's great if you go to the doctor and they pat you on the back and say you're doing really well. The second thing I'd say is for patients with thyroid eye disease, I just want to make the point of how serious the mental toll can be. There was a study that was done that showed that a new diagnosis of cancer versus a new diagnosis of thyroid eye disease had the same level of anxiety and depression scores. And so, you know, don't take that for granted. You got to really take it seriously. And the last thing I would just comment on, Gail's letter's awesome. DearTedLetters.com also has a bunch of links to learn more about thyroid eye disease and to find a specialty provider in your local zip code. So a really good resource with lots of people.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both. Gail, anything else you'd like to tell our listeners?
No, just, you know, don't be a marathon runner. Get back your life on track sooner than later. Stay in control of yourself.
Amen. All right, but Gail, thank you so much. Dr. Lely, we really appreciate you. God bless everything you do. Can't wait to have you back.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-LELY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elon Musk suggested that his agreement to purchase Twitter for $44 billion was based on actual followers of the platform. Now that it's been exposed, bots or non-people computers are in a large portion of the platform. His bid should be lowered to match the actual users. If 25% of the users are bots, then the Twitter acquisition deal should cost 25% less. End quote. A 21-year-old Russian soldier was sentenced to life in prison on Monday for killing an unarmed civilian in the first war crimes trial since Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 3 months ago. The verdict takes effect in 30 days and can be appealed during that period. The soldier, a member of a tank unit who was eventually captured, will remain in custody. The Ukrainian prosecutor general said there was more than 11,000 ongoing war crimes in Ukraine, with 40 suspects identified. USA Radio News. Monkeypox virus is transmitted from one person to another by close contact with lesions, body fluids, and respiratory droplets. The incubation period is usually 6 to 13 days.
With cases of monkeypox spreading in Europe and even detected in the United States, President Biden says it's something to be concerned about. Speaking Sunday on ABC's This Week, White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha weighs in on the key difference between monkeypox and COVID-19.
I think the president is right. Anytime we have an infectious disease outbreak like this, we should all be paying attention. But I feel like this is a virus we understand. We have vaccines against it. We have treatments against it. And it's spread very differently than SARS-CoV-2. It's not as contagious as COVID. So I am confident we're going to be able to keep our arms around it.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many poison control centers across the United States have been alerting the public that there is a toxic chemical in your at-home COVID test kit that, oops, if I don't drop it, that can be possibly dangerous to your children, to your pets, even to grown-ups. Now, before people start all freaking out, going, well, yeah, these are from China and all that. All right. These test kits have a reagent, have a little liquid. In fact, let me open this up. These things are, gosh, these things are hard to open. See, it's taped. These test kits have to pick up an antigen. And in order to do that, there's chemicals. So there's no doubt. I can't open this. You know what? Where's a pen? There is no doubt that a test kit would have a chemical in there. Why is it then a big deal? Why are people hurting themselves? Well, because we don't usually test things like this at home. We're distributing millions of these, and now there's a third round that's supposed to be coming to our houses soon, if we ask for it. I still can't open it, and it's still in the process of trying to open this test. So here we are now having rapid tests at home, so kids, animals, a lot of people aren't used to having tests or, you know, laboratory sort of specimens and reagents at their house. So I don't know if you see these, but this is our, okay, so this is the test kit we got from China. It's made in China. Even though it's an American lab, it's a subsidiary, but it even says it's made in China. There's a whole bunch of stuff in it. I'm surprised they pack it really that good. So your test kit has the actual, gosh, look at all this crap. There's two tests. Right? When you do the swab, you can't just swab and stick it on the test. You need a reagent. And these reagents have fluid in them. Now, this fluid has something called sodium azide. Sodium azide is a chemical that's found in airbags, detonators, explosives. It helps in a chemical reaction explode, expand. These are also used for pesticides, and these are also used in hospital and clinical settings. And so apparently we're being told that what some people are doing is, can't really take it out of its paper, but they think they're eye drops. They mix it up with their eye drops and they're putting it in their eye. That doesn't make a lot of sense. Don't do that. Cats, dogs are getting into them. Kids are getting into them. So these reagents are chemical. You know, in medical offices, we work with reagents all the time. And we wear gloves. We make sure not to expose our skin, our eyes, our hands to them. Make sure we do this in the laboratory area that has to be CLIA certified, away from the public that doesn't. I can't even put everything back into this. I really don't know how they packaged it. I can't even close that back up. But people are now doing these things at home. So the poison control centers are sounding the warning. So the CDC says if you are exposed to a small amount of sodium azide by either breathing it, absorbing it through your skin, eating it, you could get nose drainage, cough, dizziness, headache, nausea, vomiting, rapid breathing, rapid heart rate, red eyes, restlessness, weakness, skin burns, and blisters. If you're exposed to a large amount of sodium azide in these vials, then it could cause convulsions, low blood pressure, loss of consciousness, lung injury, respiratory failure leading to death, and slow heart rate. According to the CDC, a serious exposure could even lead to heart and brain damage. Now, I know this is not to freak everybody out. You know, this is not anything new in these medical test kits. We need chemicals for our reagents. That's nothing new. But what's new is these suckers are in people's homes, and they're leaving it on the table. Or they look like toys, you know, or there's little pieces of plastic on those vials that kids can swallow. So that's why we're starting to see an issue. According to WSB-TV, the Georgia Poison Center told Channel 2 Action News that they have received multiple calls of accidental ingestion and misuse of the test chemical for eye drops. I get that I don't know what your eye drops look like. My eye drops are really a lot smaller, so I don't know why people think these are eye drops, but please don't stick these in your eyes. Early on, when these test kits were rolled out, Banner Poison and Drug Information Center in Maricopa County, Arizona, told 3 on Your Side that they had received multiple reports of accidental exposures. The Cincinnati Drug and Poison Control Center had reported an uptick in accidental exposures as well. So the National Capital Poison Control Center early on, you know, put out a warning, because even though something like this probably won't kill an adult, this could be a lot to a kid or a pet. And I don't know if you guys have cats and dogs like I do. They get their tushies all up into anything. If they think this is water, if they think this is, I don't know what they think this could be. They get into it. And so, you know, and kids might be like, you know, I mean, these kids, what have we done with them with COVID, with the masks and all the mandates and all that? You know, they're probably like, you know, rather than playing with their Betty Crocker, you know, or their Barbie, they're like, oh, let's do home test kits. Oh, I got a test kit. Let's pretend you have COVID. You know, I mean, how many of us play doctor when we were kids? No one wants to play with me as an adult. But as a kid, I played doctor. And I was like, oh, and a nurse. And I'm like, let me take care of you. You know, do you have a boo-boo? No. Well, let's make a boo-boo. Okay, good. Now you have a boo-boo. Let me take care of it. I mean, you know, I was a weird kid. All right. So the National Capital Poison Control Center says some people may accidentally confuse these medications and apply the drops into their eyes or nose, which may cause irritation. People may also spill it on their skin, which can cause skin irritation or chemical burns. Small children may accidentally swallow the contents of the vial or choke on the vial's small cap. So if you suspect somebody has swallowed the sodium azide, don't try to force them to vomit and, you know, don't tourniquet them, whatever the hell people think, you know, MacGyver used to do. Rinse out the eye exposures. Well, call poison control. You got to call poison control. 1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. And for skin exposures, wash the skin really well. For eyes exposures, rinse the eyes for 15, 20 minutes with warm tap water. And then, if not, call 911. Now, some of you will say, well, this is ridiculous. Why didn't these come with warnings? They do have warnings. There is a warning. It's really, really small on the box. And it says, oh, I don't even have my glasses. I can't even read this. Hold on. It says, you know what? It says, avoid contact. Thank God I took a picture. Avoid contact of the extraction liquid in tube with skin and eyes. Use within 1 hour of opening the foil pouch. So it does have a warning, but it is super, super tiny. So I'm telling you guys, if you have these test kits and now you're about to get more from the government, please keep them away from the cats and the dogs and the kids. Lock them up. You know, you are having something laboratory grade in your house that's causing issues, looks like, around the country. And it shouldn't be an issue, but it is. And realize that just because this is a COVID test kit doesn't mean any of these are medicines. Some people might think there's medicines. And you know, can I just say, as a middle-aged woman, why are the instructions this small? I can't read anything on this, even with glasses. You can't. I mean, I'm at the age now where I have to take a picture of something and then blow it up. It's horrible. So if you're going to do something like this, I get packaging is expensive and you want to kind of get these to fit into the mailbox, but the wording is really, really small. So the next set of tests are coming. One of you had asked if this is a way for, quote unquote, China to poison us because they're made in China. Well, let me review. These test kits are made in China, but everything is made in China. Now, I don't know if the next set are going to be made in China, but there's a good chance it is because we rely on China for so much. So the manufacturer of the previously distributed test is iHealth Labs. It's a subsidiary of China's Andon Health. According to FierceBiotech.com, iHealth Lab is a subsidiary of Andon Health, a Chinese home health product manufacturer that typically functions as an original equipment manufacturer that makes products marketed under other brands. So these are things that are made in China. No surprise, most of our medical type stuff, medicines, are made in China. But just, you know, keep these away from kids. Don't stick them in the eye. Don't eat it. Don't chase it. You know, chase this, whatever. Just use it for the COVID testing. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. In a little bit, we're going to give you guys updates on what's going on with the monkeypox, as well as why it's still called monkeypox. I mean, it's, yeah, they might have to change that name because, you know, it's in humans, it's in rodents, squirrels, but they call it the monkeypox. And I'm sure somebody who represents monkeys is going to say, look, you know, our chimpanzees and our primates, you know, don't want to be marginalized by this if it's a human, if humans are passing it. So we'll see what happens. But we'll talk to you guys about monkeypox and also what's going on with the hepatitis outbreak as well. But one thing making huge headlines is this brawl or fight that happened at the United Airlines bag drop desk at Newark. Now, I'm supposed to be flying to Newark in a couple weeks. And I am expecting to see some sort of drama. You know, we are starting to see more and more airport drama. Are you noticing that? If you can't have drama on the airplanes, you're going to have it now when you're waiting. But there's a video of a United Airlines passenger brawling with United Airlines employee, going back and forth, putting up their dukes, slapping, fighting, and you're like, where did this come from? And who? What's going on? Well, we're being told ex-Bronco player Brendan Langley, 27 years old, has now been charged with assault after being filmed on camera. And it's interesting because, you know, at first the headlines were, you know, a United Airlines worker comes out and starts beating up the passenger. And then you see, well, wait a second, who threw the first punch? So it's still not clear, but apparently already one person has been arrested. So 27-year-old Brendan Langley was arrested today. No, actually, I'm sorry, on the 19th at 11:30 a.m. after trading blows with a United Airlines worker who we don't have the name for. Videos show them sparring, but almost all the footage shows the airline worker throwing the first punch. They said Langley, who once played for the NFL Denver Broncos and most recently played for the Calgary Stampeders in Canada, has thus far been the only one arrested. He was booked on a single count of simple assault on Thursday. The United Airlines worker was taken to the hospital to be treated for injuries, but he was not arrested. It's believed that the fight began. This is, man, you can't make this stuff up. It was believed that the fight began when Langley used a wheelchair to transport his luggage instead of paying for a luggage cart, which cost $5. Now, if there's a wheelchair there and you want to put something on there, I mean, are you allowed to? I don't know, but I don't understand why the fight started. They say the United worker was landed one punch, but then he was pummeled to the ground. He fell back behind the check-in desk into the carousel. He staggered up to his feet. It looks like he had blood on his face. And then he starts to stumble more, and he puts up his dukes again. So then Langley says, you want more? He wants more. And then, you know, some passengers and other people were trying to break up the fight. And so, you know, United Airlines has made a statement. They say, we do not tolerate violence of any kind at our airports or on board our planes, and we are working with local authorities to further investigate this matter. Port Authority Police, who handles incidents at the airport, have not commented on the incident or if either man was charged. When you watch a video, the one thing that I find very, very striking, a couple things when I see this, you know, because, you know, as a physician, I like to look at the psychology of fights. I like to look at, you know, the forensics and things like that. We don't have the whole video footage, but, you know, what made a United employee leave their desk to come for? You have that protection around the desk. I know, passenger could get behind the desk going through the bag drop, but you're kind of insulated there behind your desk. So you could do your typing, you know, and you could say, oh, let me see if, you know, there's any other ticket fees or, you know, whatever you do. You seem to be kind of insulated. So the first question I had is, you know, why was the worker outside of that area, now out of his comfort zone, into the area of, you know, or was his job to be by the kiosks? So he was already out and about. You know, the next issue is, you know, what could be so passionate to make somebody decide to throw fists at an, you know, what could have been wrong? And then the other thing is, where was security? There seemed to be no security. This was going on, it looks like, for a while. I didn't see anybody try to stop the fight until at least a minute in. So, you know, for those of you who think, look, there's going to be a scuffle, if there's going to be something going on, there's going to be always security there. There's always security. Everybody thinks, well, there's going to be security. Now, I don't see that. Every time this stuff happens, I'm like, well, where's the good guy? Where's Superman? You know, where's the, you know, if somebody's understaffed, then it's not going to happen. So I think people are just kind of right now very anxious. I think they're very on edge. I think little things are setting people off. And I also think, and I don't know much about Langley's concussion history or about the worker. I mean, the worker obviously looks like he had some boxing training because he, you know, took some stances that you would see in the ring. So I don't know if both of them have had, you know, I don't know, CTE or something like that, where it starts to make them a little bit more either aggressive. But, and again, it's, you know, we have no idea who threw the first punch and how this all started. But if I could give anybody any advice is before you mouth off to somebody, before you get snarky, before you, be rude. Keep in mind that you might be, next to somebody who has mental illness. Remember there was this, I think there was this girl that was on a either subway escalator or something, and somebody rushed past her. And she goes, excuse me, and that's something, I don't know, moms or grandmas used to do because they thought they could change people's behavior, trying to teach society to be nice. I would not do that now. If somebody does that, let them go. Because what did this guy do? He turned around and then pushed her down the stairs. If you have an idiot that is already doing something rude to you, I expect them to also have that same idiotry that would make them do something more violent to you. There was a shooting of a 48-year-old man. I believe this was in Manhattan on the subway. I'm trying to get some information here. It was a 48-year-old man who was, a Goldman Sachs employee from Brooklyn, was shot in the chest as he sat in the last car of the Manhattan-bound train. The shooting happened when the train was traveling on the Manhattan Bridge from Brooklyn into Manhattan. So this was, we don't know what's unprovoked. And now they've actually released two photos of the suspect who did it. Again, wearing a COVID mask. I mean, everybody's wearing hoodies and masks, so you can't really see the face. But the suspect now is wanted for homicide, unprovoked attack. Or maybe he did say something, who knows. But to be shot and killed? So we are among people who are violent. We're among people who are, and I think any of us could get set off by somebody who's lashing out at us. And I would say, and I know, this isn't how we trained. I mean, I was trained to, throw a quick punch and stop that in its tracks so it doesn't continue, like with a bully, but not with this. You have no idea who you're dealing with. And, it's sad to see things escalate to the way they are. And the fact that random people are just shooting or killing other random people, following them into their homes, pushing them in front of a subway train. Considering all the, violent acts out there, these are still rare occurrences. But, it's horrible to think that anything could happen to you or your loved one or an innocent person just because somebody is mentally ill. So just keep in mind that, before you engage in anybody with anybody. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.